Hello. It is very common that we block our voices when we speak in public. We speak in a specific range of volume or with a specific pitch. Sometimes this changes depending on where we are. It's different when we are in our houses. We get more loud with our family than when we get outside of the houses and we have to speak with others in a meeting or in our jobs. We judge harshly our voices and we learn to mute ourselves.
But then it would be still really hard to talk in real life, I guess, or not?
Yeah, but I think it's about like engaging in debate and getting used to talking to people and not like
to be aggressive.
To be aggressive, for example. Because it's a little bit less vulnerable online because you don't have violence, of course, or whatever, like you it's a little bit safer.
Transport the voices in mail and they were talking about
whole binary thing and so like I don't know
you would think that not everybody has to do the same thing because I think it's partly indeed like sort of appropriating the current space before you can actually change the status quo but it's difficult but there's it's quite difficult because I think it's also when you're talking about politics and you see like many of the like the first powerful women they got in because they copied the mechanics. Margaret Thatcher. In the end, what did she do for feminism?
Yeah.
That's true.
And even if you're like so well spoken that you can join this discussion, you're still like more privileged than other people that don't have the education or self-confidence or whatever, you know, so
it's
you're still joining that structure.
I talk quiet and people interpret it as being insecure, but that's not always true.
Can do another round. No, I want to talk about that, but later. Women's talk, women's even the sound of their voice—it has these like negative kind of connotations. Mm-hmm. Like it's either gossip. If you're angry, then you're hysterical or you're screaming, and it's shrill and it's like there's all these.
Yeah.
It's negatively.
But this actually based on this ancient Greek connotations, because the high-pitched voice is still a very annoying voice that is created. It creates chaos and disorder and it's emotional.
I met with these people in a meeting, in a group. I invite them to talk about experiences, personal experiences with their voices in public.
Yeah, but the negative connotations of this greeting, I don't know, for me, I think it starts pretty early.
Yeah.
Because at school already, when, of course, kids are shouting, you know, and then the teacher would always come and separate the way she would, you know, tone down the boys and the girls, and to the girls she would always say, or he, depending on which teacher, stop squeaking. Mm-hmm. So, and it's in Bulgarian, the word is quite funny, it's called piskam. It's this really horrible word. It's very offensive to say this to someone. Then later on, these, you know, same people, and say you become, you get together with the boys, and then later on they become your boyfriends, and they're the ones telling you when you're having an argument to stop squeaking.
Yeah.
So this normalization just happens from very
exactly.
You're being taught
from
to
so
act
young.
Like this.
Yeah.
And I had a friend that we were talking about
thing until somebody else is like affirmed that it's right.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll say like, oh, and so I'm just checking, is this the way
right.
that this is done? And then somebody else will say,
yeah,
that's correct. It should be like, okay, just checking. Like this, these like interesting ways of like creating a dialogue that like is almost playing with that power dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like quite amazing.
Yeah.
Marginalized people vocalize things that are unacceptable for the society, unspeakable, politically incorrect, emotionally overwhelming, disorderly.
We didn't ever have to feel like we couldn't speak, or like, I've never really thought about whose voices are.
It has been established that our inner desires and needs have to be expressed indirectly through speech, and in the case of women, through their men's speech.
Something that you think about. And especially what I find really interesting is also like what it says.
Through speech and language, people can construct their identities and claim their own presence and voice in public.
The sound of their voice, it has these like negative kind of connotations.
Mm.
Like it's either gossip. If you're angry, then you're hysterical or you're screaming and it's shrill and it's like there's all these it's negatively
In the text of Anne Carson that I refer in my thesis chapter of her book
disorder and it's emotional and
the chapter is about the gender of sound.
Basic, like
she uses many adjectives and phrases of how people describe, like of how like our society describe women's voices, and I would say even more than women's, like irrational voices, voices that sound very primitive or irrational. So she would describe like that. Like she would refer to these adjectives. So like high pitched, loud shouting, having too much smile in it, decapitated hand, hurt chilling groan, garg, horrendous, howling dogs, being tortured in hell, deadly, incredible bubbling, fearsome hullabaloo, she shrieks obscenities, haunting garrulity, monstrous, prodigious noise level, other hordely echo, making such a racket, a loud roaring noise. This was Kathleen Ladig in the film Barbarian Sound Studio, where she expresses, like, she's performing the witch's revenge. Wailing, sobbing, shrill lament, loud laughter, screams of pain or of pleasure, eruption of raw emotion, groan, barbarous excesses, female outpourings, bad sound, craziness, non-irrational, weeping, emotional display, oral disorder, disturbing, abnormal, hysteria, not public property, exposing her inside facts, private data, permits direct continuity between inside and outside female ejaculation, saying ugly things, objectionable, pollution, remarkable. High pitch, loud shouting, having too much smile in it, decapitated hand, barbarous excesses, weeping, abnormal, hysteria, not public property, exposing her inside facts. In ancient Greece, there was a superstition that associated high-pitched voices with evil.
Like, to be aggressive, for example.
Yeah, but the negative connotations of this creeping out of
the
news, they can stop
online.
Yeah,
don't have
violence,
of course, or
whatever. Already
like
when,
yeah.
Of course, kids... the way she would, you know, tone down the boys and the girls, and to the girls she would always say, or he, depending on which teacher, stop squeaking.